Josh, here we are, media day at Silverstone. And he's now playing the game with the microphone. That's not a buzz in the background. That is Josh Cook. Josh, good to see you. You look like you're in a good place. You're smiling for the start of the season.
It's just because I get to wind you up.
And there is value in that, to be fair. But big change for you now. You're moving to a new team after some time with another team who aren't running this year, obviously. But prior to that, you made the decision and you're now with a new team.
Yeah, it's a fresh start for me. It's a new challenge. I've got some bits of continuity, which is nice, with my engineer and teammate. So we have got some things that we can draw on from previous seasons. But, you know, it is a big change for me. I've spent, you know, over half my touring car career with One Motorsport. You know, they were very good to me. But, you know, the time has come for 2024 for me to be in the Speedworks Toyota. And I'm looking forward to that challenge. Yeah. But the goal is very much, you know, very much the same, which is to win the overall championship.
Absolutely. There were frustrations for you, which we spoke about last season. And I suspect, you know, many people would have expected you to move at some point, because you've always been in that group of drivers talked about as a potential champion. And that must have been in the back of your mind.
Look, whatever I need to do to try and win this championship is, and that's exactly why I'm here. So, you know, I had a really good few years with One Motorsport. Yes, you know, it was challenging last year. It was for everybody in the team. But you know, for me, I can just concentrate on the here and now. This season, you know, I'm in a new car. Like I say, it's going to be a big challenge. I've got new teammates as well with Rob Huff and Andrew Watson, both very accomplished drivers if you look at their CV. So, you know, I need to prove myself against them, you know, first and foremost, but we're here to fight for the championship.
So what have you made of the Toyota so far?
I've had some, you know, limited running in it. Obviously they built a fourth car for this year. That was my one. Getting everything together is obviously been a challenge. So I've had a few laps in it, but it's very different. Some stuff carries over, which is really good. But we still have to get the car into a window where I'm comfortable with it. But the initial signs are promising. Looking forward to hopefully getting some more laps under my belt tomorrow. But I think we're in a good place.
Is it very different from the car that was run last season, which Ricky and Rory Butcher ran and did reasonably well with?
The team have done some developments, and of course they will have to be proven on circuit. So, I mean, obviously I don't know. I never drove the car in the previous form, if you like, but there's been some upgrades, both powertrain and bodywork. Of course, some of the suspension and setup stuff we're sort of learning, and we have their previous data. You know, I know what I know from my previous years, so... you know, you just never know. Even the game always moves on every year, so we need to really concentrate on extracting the absolute maximum performance out of the package that we've got, and I need to do the best job I can do in the car.
Talking of things moving on, some changes for this year: qualifying, the tyre option choices, and of course the enhanced boost through the hybrid. What have you made of those so far? I mean, you must be discussing how strategies might change for qualifying and racing.
Yeah, you know, we've had a few discussions. You have to try and play the game ultimately, but it's difficult enough. You know, you can't really plan ahead and go, right, okay, well, we're going to sacrifice this race and we're going to try and get points in this race. And it doesn't work like that. You have to score points when you can. You never know if you're going to be quick or not because the grid's so close. Of course, we don't know what these new changes are going to do in terms of actual lap time, but you can be sure that there's going to be a lot more movement up and down the grid between races. So I think all we can do, again, is just optimise everything that we've got, optimise the powertrain, optimise the chassis, me work as hard as I can to make sure that I, you know, do the best job I can do behind the wheel, and then we're just going to have to see where we end up.
It certainly feels like it suggests that there may be more of the grid winning this year, which means that for everybody else, consistency is going to be the thing that makes the difference.
Yeah, you know... I actually think for us, consistency in the past few years has been really good. Just sometimes it's been consistently lower than we wanted. But, you know, I think I'm comfortable with the changes to the regulations. I think we can only, like I say, focus on the bits that we have control of. And, you know, all I can do is just get the absolute best out of that car that I've got in that session, whether that be on a good tyre, a bad tyre, you know, a lot of enhanced hybrid boost or none at all. You know, that all I can do is just keep trying to get the best out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you set yourself an aspiration? I mean, are you treating this as a learning year with Toyota, or are you just saying, no, absolutely, I'm going to hit the ground running and go for it? Yeah,
yeah, we're here to win races. We're here to win the championship. That's what we're doing it for. You know, that's been my goal from year one in this championship. You know, I've been in it a while now, and it's getting, you know, it's not getting any easier that I haven't won the championship yet. So, you know, but what it does make me do is every single year realise that the work that I have put in hasn't been enough. So, you know, I feel like this year I'm more prepared than I ever have been. I genuinely feel like there's no stone unturned, and, you know, I need to make sure that come Brands GP, no matter what the result, I can sit back and know that whatever happened, I did the most that I could do to give myself the best chance.
What do you think the biggest challenges are going to be?
Of course, the change of regulations is going to be one. I think the change of team and the new car is going to be a big challenge for me. But, you know, that doesn't mean that that's a negative. If anything, I feel like I need to prove myself all over again. So I've got, you know, that hunger to make sure that I, yeah, represent myself well, because at the end of the day, I'm here fighting for my career as well. So I need to make sure that I produce the goods.
Absolutely. I hope you have a great season, Josh. Good to see you back, and good to see you. Sort of, I sense you're feeling positive about this year, which is really good to see. And it's a purely selfish reason I say that, because it makes it easier to talk to you after qualifying and after races if you're in a good place.
Don't worry, I'll find a way to make it more difficult
sure
for
will.
You.
So have a great season. Just before we finish, as you know, I like to have a couple of curveball questions at the end on these days. I've got five in front of me, numbered 1 to 5.
Okay.
You need to choose two numbers.
Okay. I will have number 1.
Number 1 is, when you're filling in forms, what do you put down as your occupation?
That is a good question. I don't fill in forms.
when your people fill in forms for you. do you put down racing driver?
Well, no, I don't. Oh. I don't. As this is going to be, how have you made this so boring now? So a lot of us as drivers, as racing drivers, put it through limited companies. So I put director down, because I'm a director of my own limited company. So that, isn't that the most boring thing you've ever heard?
No, these are the interesting facts that the fans want to know. Right, pick another number.
4.
Which would you prefer, to be rich or famous?
Oh, rich.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
Put your money down.
Yeah, who wants to be famous?
Have a great season, Josh. Good to see you.
Thanks.